listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM, keeping an eye on autism and giving a voice to its Long Island community. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas, continuing my conversation with Melissa Tallis and Alana Alvarez, giving you, the listeners, some feedback about our recent walk fundraising effort and some of the challenges and fervor and excitement about fundraising period in the non-for-profit sector, Welcome back, ladies. So let's go back to the walk for just a moment. We talked about the fact that it was a good turnout, and saying, thank you, listeners, for being part of that. But let's take another moment and explain where does revenue from a fundraising activity such as the walk go?
Yeah, so this year, all the funds that were raised, we're proud to say we made $132,000 this year.
Wow.
Which is well above our goal, so that was pretty exciting.
That is thrilling.
Yeah, a big portion of that is thanks to our dedicated fundraising committee.
No question.
Our vendors, our all of our supporters, our family, friends, so thank you all. Like Mike had asked, where are the funds going?
Yeah.
They're going to a really important portion of DDI. They're going to our dedicated workforce.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And we could definitely tell that part of that is the reason for the success of how much was raised, because we do have an online Teams for people that wanted to donate.
Nice.
And most of those comments that people left were talking about how excited they were to donate these funds to the dedicated workforce that supports their loved ones.
You know, I got to tell you, Alana, I'm just so glad that you shared and were transparent about how much money was made by holding. Because I think sometimes when you have a special event like that, you know, people kind of discount how much their presence can matter. They think, well, what's my little walk going to do? Is this really going to be such a big deal? And at the end of the day, when people turn out and do that little walk around or just buy the T-shirts and show, and part of a really fun and exciting day, look what that translated to. I mean, that's a chunk of change.
Definitely.
The other piece, too, I kind of want to underscore is that this whole idea of the giving emphasis and priority to the DSPs and to our workforce and our teacher assistants, because we all know there's a crisis in our field, right? You guys would agree with that.
Yeah.
Crisis in terms of being able to attract and retain people, because the revenues that we're receiving outside of ourselves are simply not enough anymore. It's really not enough. Things have dried up, and this is not easy work. It's extremely meaningful work, but we want people to come here, and they deserve to be paid adequately. And these kind of events, I think, help with that. You guys would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I think so. So, with that thought in mind, and knowing that by creating and planning fun events, and sometimes just exciting events, we can earn some real money for our people. What's coming up? What's on the horizon? I mean, our walkathon is kind of an annual event, and this was a particularly profitable effort. What do we have on the horizon?
The workforce development is a large part of our priority.
Sure.
We have a couple of projects in the works that we hope will really create some change and attract people to work at DDI. So we're excited about that. In addition, we have several projects that are infrastructure improvements, and they'll directly benefit the hundreds of people that we serve every day. And that is replacing some walls.
Right.
And also renovating some of the bathrooms that we have at our early childhood centers. And those projects really make a huge difference once they're funded.
I think it does. I think we'd all agree that it does. I think in addition to safety around making sure the thing, you know, the buildings and the ecology of a place is maintained, there's also that issue of pride and morale. And I think the people who come to our settings have a right and a reason to expect a certain level of aesthetic, to walk into a room and feel good about where they are. Right? And I think families who would rely on DDI in settings like ours to take care of their children and sometimes their adults also have that right. I think it's essential in terms of feeling good about what we all do.
Absolutely. And there's a functional aspect to the bathrooms as well. We want our students to have the most realistic experience when they're using the restroom. So we're seeking to add sinks to some of the restrooms so that they can practice their routines fully while they're in the school.
Well, that's important. I think for a lot of our listeners, that is going to resonate in terms of training, the training value mm-hmm. of that, so that anything that we would offer will approximate, more than approximate, exactly as what our children and adults will experience outside of our setting.
Absolutely.
So it's generalized. So any skills that they're learning are immediately generalized because they've been there.
Routines are so important.
Definitely.
They are.
So another project that we have we have some information management and safety projects. So we're looking to get a new electronic medication administration record system, which is a database.
That's a chunk. An electronic medication. Say it again, please.
Electronic medication administration record system.
Wow. what does that look like, and what are we doing with that?
It's basically a database and system that will improve the way that medicine is delivered to our residents in through our AMAPs.
Got it.
And the AMAPs are the people that deliver medication at these residences. So there's so much medication being administered that this database will really help smooth out the process.
Well, I think that makes sense. I think as I hear about this, it seems that will go a long way towards enhancing efficiency.
Absolutely.
And also, very important, the medication accuracy and precision.
Yes.
So it really has a long arm, a good long arm, in terms of what this can do.
It affects many different challenges that we have right now.
Very nice.
We also have a couple of really exciting projects with smart home technology, virtual reality.
Yes, that's so thrilling, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I as part of DDI's CQI committee, I was able to listen to some of the principals involved in that initiative. And, you know, people, in fact, would come on our show to talk about what it really means to live as independently as possible mm-hmm. through technology by essentially creating really smart homes and providing people with these, like, essential apps so that people who might have never dreamed of being able to live with almost full independence without having a caretaker mm-hmm. can find that same level of support right through technology, through the right buttons and the right connections.
It's incredible.
Isn't it incredible? It's really cool.
Yeah,
I love that. I love it. So some of the funding will go towards supporting those kind of initiatives.
Yes.
Because right? my understanding, ladies, in terms of DDI, we started with, if you will, a sample of one person who we poured our efforts into it with enormous success. We even presented at the Saratoga Conference. It was just amazing. But based on the fuel of that, we want to involve more and more people in terms of this technology. So some of what you're doing, right, will go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Very cool. So that's on the horizon.
Yep. Very exciting.
I would agree. I think it's very, very exciting. Yeah. Which I guess brings us back a little bit to the importance of grant writing and research. Now, Alana, in terms of your role, I know that you're not involved specifically in grant writing, or am I wrong about that, or are you?
She helps me.
I help reread over things, but yeah. Melissa definitely does 99.9% of the important work.
Alana is a wonderful sounding board. She tells me when things don't make sense and when they do. So it's
always good to have a second voice.
Absolutely.
I completely agree with you. And it seems to me that you guys work effectively as a team. And along with Jean, who directs this, I mean, it's a good, solid team as you play to each other's strengths. And what I find is when somebody has something that I can learn about, like, I love the idea of, like, pairing with them and just kind of taking it as much as you possibly, as you describe, being able to read through the grants and maybe potentially edit and look at that. So I imagine part of that you're learning.
Yeah, no, definitely. I really didn't know too much about grant writing, so it's really interesting to see what Melissa's doing.
Well, I think it's complicated, and I think, you know, even during the break, Alana, we were talking a little bit about how to go all the way back to where we started, the importance of having a real connection, a personal connection to the field, if possible, if not a clinical connection, but something that brings you into the front and center, how that informs what we do behind the scenes. And we were saying also, with grant writing especially, you risk it sounding like a whole bunch of data and demographics and stats. Right. Unless you've lived it, you're not going to fake the emotion that I think someone who's reading the grant needs to feel in order to bless it, to give it that green light. Don't you agree?
That's what's great about our office being within the program. In order to get to the office, you have to walk through almost every student. You get to see them get off the bus. You kind of build a rapport with some of them. They say hello to you every day, or at least wave, smile. So you know, it's really nice.
I got to tell you, I hear that all the time from people who are in support functions, that it's how important it is to be physically present at the same sites in which we're providing services in the way of education and treatment. And ladies, I got to just take a moment and thank you both for making this time. Listeners, as promised, you know, a little feedback about our walk and a little insight and a view of how complex some of the challenges are around maintaining support. So I'm your host, Dr. Michael Romas. You're listening to DDI on Autism on 103.9 FM. Please come back next week. The conversation is sure to continue, as always. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.